This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Habayim. Welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yom. It's learning Mishnah Chasaita, Parakei Mishnah Beis, and Gimel Boi B'Yom. On that day, on the day that Reuel ben Azariah was appointed a Nasi in Yavne, when Rabbi Gamliel was demoted, Darash Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva darshan v'chol kli charis, any earthenware vessel, asher yipol mehem, that it falls from them el toichai, into the interior, kol asher b'soicha yitma. This pasuk means that if a sharetz falls into a kli charis, into the airspace of the kli, the halacha is, the kli becomes tamei, it becomes a rishon l'tuma, and then it's metame the oichlim that are in it to be a sheni. And Rabbi Akiva comes and he says, "Eino emar tamei." It doesn't say whatever is in it is tamei. Ela yitma, it's metame others. Namely, hainu l'tamei achirim, to be metame others. Limed al kikar sheni, it teaches that if there was a loaf in the oven, and if a sharetz falls into it, and the kikar becomes a sheni, shematame sashlishi, that this kikar is metame, and it makes something else a shlishi. Amar Rabbi Shor, Rabbi Shor said, "Mi yegale afar me'inecha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Who will reveal dust from your eyes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? If only he would be alive." Shahayisa Omer, he would say, "Osid dor acher letaher kikar shlishi," meaning, in the upcoming generations, they are destined to be metaher a kikar shlishi, she'en lai mikra min ha'tarah shu tamei. There is no pasuk in the Torah that it's tamei, that there's a din shlishi l'tuma. V'haloi Akiva talmidcha mevi lai mikra min ha'tarah shu tamei. But Akiva, your student, brings from a pasuk that it's tamei. She'ne'amer, like it says, kol asher b'soicha yitma. Whatever is in it is tamei. Mishnah Gimel, boi b'yom, on that very day, darash Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva darshind. You should measure from outside the city in the east direction 2,000 amos. And another pasuk says that the migrashei ha'arim that are given to the Levim, mikir ha'ir v'chutzah, from the walls of the city and outside, elef amasaviv, is 1,000 amos. Eif shalomer elef amos, you can't say 1,000 amos. Shekvar nemar alpaim amos, it already says 2,000 amos. Eif shalomer alpaim amos, you can't say 2,000 amos. Shekvar nemar elef amos, it already says 1,000 amos. Haketzad, how is this so? Elef amos migrash, 1,000 amos empty from houses and planted. L'shem noi, that there should be air. Va'alpaim amos tchum Shabbos, and 2,000 amos of tchum Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer benoish to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. I mean, Rabbi Lezer, the son of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, says, "Elef ama migrash, 1,000 ama is empty. V'alpaim ama sadois uchramim." Meaning, of the 2,000 amos that are given to Levium, 1,000 amos are empty, and the rest are for fields and vineyards. In other words, the Tanakhama says that they would have an empty 1,000 amos, and 2,000 amos are tchum Shabbos. When it says umadois mechazir alpaim ama, that's not given to Levim. It's telling you what the tchum Shabbos is. That up to 2,000 amos outside the city, you could go on Shabbos. Rav Lezer benoy Shabbos Yosakuli says they're both regarding the Levim. 1,000 is migrash, meaning out of the 2,000 amos that are given to Levium, 1,000 amos are migrash, and the rest are for sadois and kramim. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.